Mr. Higginbotham, when did you first realize that there were mismarked graves, unmarked graves, improperly marked graves at Arlington National Cemetery?
Well, ma'am, I, having been a cemetery representative back during the Vietnam War, doing funerals, it was always, I can't pinpoint a date and time, but it was always to me conceptual that anything done by hand for 140 plus years, there has to be some errors somewhere.
Well, I'm not asking about conceptual, and I'm not asking for an isolated error. I'm asking you what year. Let me just answer the question this way. The documentation that we have developed for this hearing would indicate that you had personal knowledge of unmarked graves or mismarked graves in 2003. Would you disagree with that?
I'm not sure of the date, but if it's in the report, that was probably what was looked at. I'm not sure.
And Mr. Metzler, you testified earlier when I was asking you that 5 years ago you were aware of urns with cremated remains in them that had been found in the fill area of the cemetery.
That's correct.
So at that moment, you knew that someone's remains had been dug up and dumped somewhere in the cemetery without the people knowing they were digging up remains and not realizing they were dumping a family's member's remains in another part of the fill area of the cemetery that was unmarked. It was just in with the dirt, correct?
That's my understanding, yes.
Okay. So, in 2003, Mr. Higginbotham, you knew there were mistakes that had been documented that reflected a lack of procedures of keeping track of where people were being buried in an accurate fashion. And in 2005, Mr. Metzler, you knew that there were urns that had been uncovered in the fill area of the cemetery. Now, when you found those urns, Mr. Metzler, what did you do?
We looked at the urns and we examined them to figure out if we could determine where they belonged in the cemetery.
And did you?
No, we could not. There were no markings on the urns. There were nothing that would lead us to identify who these remains belong to.
So you had no idea who they were?
That is correct.
And you, to this day, you have no idea who they are?
That is correct.
All right. So did you think to yourself, we've got a problem here?
Yes, I did.
And I assume you went right up to the Appropriations Committee and to OMB and to the Army Chief of Staff and say, we've got a crisis?
I did not.
We have urns being dug up that are unidentified and they've been dumped? And we've got to get on this because this could be occurring in every single section of the cemetery?
I did not do that, ma'am.
And what about you, Mr. Higginbotham? When you realized you had this problem as early as 2003, what action did you take? Did you go to Mr. Metzler? Did you send him a memo and say, we've got a crisis and we need to start examining every section of this cemetery to find where these problems exist?
That's exactly what we did. The triple validation that Mr. Metzler referred to the previous question, was the best way that I personally know. I presented to him as an idea of how we could validate each grave site in the cemetery. That program would go out with a handheld device, go to each grave site, look at the headstone, the grave card, the burial record, and the map, to validate all four of those sources. And then once that's done, we would then know, are there errors out there?
So you're testifying that you went to Mr. Metzler in 2003 and said, we need to do quality assurance, we need to do some kind of survey and determine the mistakes that have been made in the cemetery.
No, I'm saying that we as an organization realized that that was what we needed to do to validate grave sites. That was presented to OMB in our plan for the future to.
Did Mr. Metzler know that you were aware of mistakes that were being made throughout the cemetery in terms of the failure to properly mark graves or to make mistakes in the marking of graves?
Yes.
So you knew in 2003, Mr. Metzler?
I did not know about a grave in 2003. It was brought to my attention a little bit later than that.
So you're saying that Mr. Higginbotham is not being truthful then, that he brought to you the problems that he knew as early as 2003 about the way that graves were being handled at Arlington National Cemetery?
Well, there was one particular grave in section 67 or 68 that I believe 2003 was the original date that that discrepancy was
So in your earlier testimony, when you said you first found out about it when the Inspector General issued his report a month ago, that was not correct, your earlier testimony. You knew in 2003 that there was a mistake.
Trying to understand your question, ma'am. I'll go back to my earlier. When something was brought to my attention, I corrected at that point.
Well, let's be honest here. I mean, really what's happened here is employees at the cemetery finally had enough, and they went to Salon.com, and Salon did an expose on what was going on at Arlington. And then the Inspector General, as a result, went out and just did three sections. Mr. Metzler, you say the maps are correct now. They're only correct for three sections, and those are the three sections that the Inspector General looked at. You didn't look at those sections, even though you knew as long ago as 2003 that you had significant problems.
No,
5 years ago, you knew you had unidentified urns that were turning up in the fill. And you didn't go and try to do any kind of survey and determine what was going on. This happened. We are here today because people who worked for you had had enough. And they blew the whistle. And somebody wrote an article about it. And finally, the Army woke up and realized nobody was paying attention at Arlington. And they went in and they looked. And they found in three sections several hundred graves. How many sections are at Arlington, Mr. Metzler?
70 sections.
All right, so we've done 3 out of 70.
That's correct.
And there is no indication we don't have the same problem in the other 67. None. So really what happened here is you all just decided if you didn't talk about it, and do you honestly believe, Mr. Metzler, if you would have come to Congress and say, we've got a crisis, we immediately need resources and manpower so we can check this cemetery because we're afraid that we've lost bodies of our heroes, that we've lost the bodies of our fallen heroes. We've got cremated remains. We don't even know who they belong to, turning up in the fill. Did you ever write that up? Did that ever go up the chain of the command? Did the chief of staff of the Army ever see a document from you that we've got a problem, we found cremated remains, and we don't know where they belong?
No.
Did that ever occur, Mr. Metzler?
We annotated the records. We buried the remains as unknowns in the cemetery. I did not send a memo up to the Chief of Staff of the Army.
This is, you know, with all due respect, this is not about a lack of resources. This is not about that you have a complicated job. You have a very important job, and I agree that it is stressful, and you have a lot of burials, and there's a lot of protocol. But this is not complicated. It's called keeping track of who you bury where. That is not a complicated task. And the notion that you would come in here and act like you didn't know about it until a month ago is offensive. You did know about it, and you did nothing. And you knew about it, Mr. Higginbotham, and you did nothing. And that's why we're here. And now somebody's going to come along and clean up this mess, and families have been hurt for no good reason. If you would have sounded the alarm the minute you realized you had this kind of problem, I think we would be in a much better position now than we are today.